Christmas time. Happy holidays. Hello. Hello. And welcome to the holiday special of Fangirl Report with your host, certified fangirl, Emma Heron. I am so excited to be here today. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And we are getting close to a very happy new year as well. So happy holidays to everybody. If you celebrate Christmas, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas time. I hope you had lots of food, lots of family time. And I, for one, had a great Christmas. So I'm wishing all of that Christmas joy on all of you listeners. And I am joined today with a very special guest. Say hello. This is Mumu. So yeah, everybody say hello to Mumu. He is laying in bed here with me as I record this episode. So here I am. I'm still home for the holidays. You know, sitting in bed with my Pedro Pascal blanket that I got for Christmas, obviously. And it's raining outside. It's cozy. There's no snow. I'm a happy gal. And for today's episode, I'm super excited. It's going to be a little bit different, but since it's going to be the last episode of 2024, I figured we should do today together a Fangirls Year in Review. So that is what it is going to be all about today. I'm going to take you guys through my year of 2024, get into all of the fun things that I did, any concerts, any events, anything that I fangirled about this year. You know what I mean? We are going to get into it. I am so excited. My notes app is bustling right now with all kinds of things that went on this year. So I am super excited. I don't think we should waste another second, and I think we should just get right into it. So 2024, what a year. What a year it has been, and I'm going to tell you why. Because for me, 2024 started... Okay, 2023 ended, and then 2024 started very crazy for me. So for those of you who don't know, this is going to require a little bit of 2023 backstory, but it's going to make sense, okay? Don't even worry. I believe the date was December 17th, 2023. And I had suggested to my friend, hey, let's go roller skating. First mistake. So on December 17th, 2023, we went to an indoor roller rink in Toronto. And I was so excited because I had roller skated before a couple of times in my life. Was I good at it? Not at all. But I did cave during COVID and buy a pair from some weird website that was selling them. And I did like a little bit of roller skating back during COVID because I was picking up all kinds of hobbies during quarantine, as I'm sure many of us did. So I thought it was a great idea to revisit that on December 17th, 2023. And so me and a couple of friends and my boyfriend went roller skating. And we had, I think it was a 3-hour time slot. We were 1 hour into said time slot. I had sat down for a little bit of a break. I was doing pretty well. I wasn't doing amazing, but you know, I was rolling along. So I stand up from the bench after my break. Okay. And I'm with one of my friends. Everybody else is doing laps. I stand up with my friend and I lose my balance and I fell backwards with my right leg falling underneath of me. Okay. Now, I heard a crack when this occurred. I heard a crack. And I didn't really feel anything because I think I went into immediate shock. I couldn't really feel anything, but all I could say to my friend that was standing with me was, I'm hurt, I'm hurt, I'm hurt, I'm hurt, I'm hurt. So he's kind of laughing at me at first because I fell. It was hilarious. Let's be real here. But I'm like, no, something's wrong, something's wrong. I'm flagging down my boyfriend from the other side of the roller rink. I'm like, something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong. And again, I didn't really feel pain, but I knew something was wrong. So it was so embarrassing and it was, of course, so dramatic for me. I was so embarrassed. One of the staff members had to come with a wheelchair into the middle of the rink. They had to take off my roller skate. I got onto the wheelchair. They rolled me off of the rink. It was so embarrassing. They gave me an ice pack. And I was so convinced that I had sprained my ankle. So my other friend had to drive my car home because it was my right leg. I couldn't drive with it. I couldn't put any sort of pressure on it because it was hurting. He had to drive my car home, and I did not go to the ambulance. What the hell? He drove my car home, and I did not go to the hospital that night. I'm like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Especially because I was with a group of friends, and I just did not want to have to put them through that because they would have had to drive me there. It was just like a whole thing. So I did not go to the hospital that night. I kind of just slept on it. I door dashed one of those like spandex, not spandex, but like those wrap thingies that they put on a sprained ankle. I door dashed one of those to my apartment. I put it on, put some ice on it, and I went to bed. Okay. I wake up that morning and I can put a little bit of weight on it. So I'm like, okay, this is great. It must be better now. And so I didn't go to work that day. I was working from home. And of course, I texted everybody what happened. And all my coworkers are like, what the hell happened? And one of my coworkers I was talking to about it, she's like, okay. She's like, she's a mom. So she was running through all of the things. She's like, can you stand on it? I'm like, kind of, but not really. She's like, okay, is it swollen? And I'm like, no, it's not swollen. She's like, girl, you need to go to the hospital. She was very worried because it wasn't swelling. Because usually when you sprain an ankle or something like that, it swells up like crazy. And it did not swell whatsoever. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Fine. I will go to the hospital. And Nick doesn't drive, so we order an Uber. Nick had like a wheelchair at his parents' house from like a surgery that he had like a long time ago. So we load up this wheelchair into the Uber. We Uber to the hospital. Nick rolls me in. We go to Emerge. And my mom had told me to tell, she's like, tell them that you think your foot is broken so you can get in faster. So I'm like, hey, whatever. Like, I don't, this is so ridiculous, but whatever, I'll do that. So I get to the triage or whatever. I'm like, hey, I was roller skating last night. I think my foot is broken, whatever. So they get me in. It wasn't actually too long of a wait. They get me into the x-ray room and they took a couple x-rays. And right before they're about to be done, the girl who's taking the x-ray photo, she's like, I'm just gonna take one more. And I'm like, oh no, what happened? So she takes one more. I don't hear anything. They send me back out to the waiting room, and everything that happened next probably happened in like a 3-minute span. It was insane. A doctor comes out. She doesn't even bring me into an exam room. She's like, you're Emma? I'm sitting in there in the waiting room. I'm like, yeah. She's like, you broke your fibula. I'm like, oh, you're not gonna take me into a room to tell me that or anything? No, she's like, you broke your fibula. They wheel me into another room. They put a cast on me. They give me a paper for my next appointment, and they stick a pair of crutches under my armpits, and I was gone. And all of that happened, I'm not even kidding, within like 3 minutes. They had me freaking in and out. So I'm sitting here with a piece of paper in my hands, a pair of crutches, and a cast on because I broke my fibula. Oh my God. So it was one of those like temporary casts. It wasn't like one of the colorful ones. It was just a temporary one until I went to my follow-up appointment, right? So I'm like, holy shit, I broke my leg. I'm roller skating. So I go home. I obviously can't do anything. And this is right before Christmas, by the way. So I'm like, great. I just broke my leg right before Christmas. I'm supposed to drive home in a few days to go home. This is great. So I go to my follow-up appointment thinking, all right, great. They're going to put a cast on me. This isn't ideal, but like we'll make this work. My mom will come pick me up for Christmas. It is what it is. So when I'm at the hospital thinking I'm about to get my purple cast, the doctor comes in. They give me my record so I can actually see the x-ray. It was insane. And he's like, you need surgery. I'm like, oh, okay. That's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that. So what had happened is I literally snapped my fibula in half. So in your leg, like in like the shin area of your leg, there's two bones. There's like the big one and the little one. I broke the little one. I snapped it right in half. And so they told me this bullshit story about how like my tendons were damaged and that they would need to put a steel plate and screws into my leg and stuff like that. So I told the doctor, I'm like, first of all, let me call my mom. So I get my mom on the phone. And I'm like, second of all, I'm supposed to leave for Sarnia in 2 days. Can I go to the hospital there and get the surgery arranged there so I can be at home with my mom and my family so they can take care of me? He's like, yeah, of course, whatever. So a day or so later, my mom comes. I take all my stuff home for the holidays. She drives me home. And that night we went in to emerge in Sarnia because my mom was like, no, we're getting a second opinion. We're going to go through the whole triage process again. We're going to tell them what happened in Toronto and we're getting a second opinion. So I go through all the same thing again. Everybody's like so confused. They're like, wait, you broke your leg and you're here, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just trust me, whatever. It doesn't matter. So a doctor looks at my x-ray. I have these two girls, these two wonderful girls from the Sarnia Emerge. They were so lovely. They came back with a piece of paper. And she's like, okay, you have an appointment to come back in a few days. And I'm like, for what? She's like, not surgery. I'm like, oh my God, thank God. So the doctor that looked at my x-ray was like, no, we can fix that with a cast. That's fine. So moral of the story is, December, I was in Sarnia for like, I want to say 3 months with a broken leg. So I went home in December and I didn't go home until the end of February. So almost three months, whatever it ended up being. So that's why my 2023 ended and 2024 started crazy, because I was literally in a cast and then I was in a boot. It was like an 8 week process. And then I still wore my boot for a few weeks when I got back to Toronto, because it was just a crazy healing process. So the entirety of January, I was in Sarnia hobbling around with crutches and a boot because my fibula was snapped in half. So first of all, that was a 10-minute tangent. So sorry about that. But it was imperative that you guys knew that, so you knew why my January was so... it was crazy and not crazy at the same time, because I was literally sitting at home working remotely. It was just that, okay? So January started off with a broken leg, okay? I leave Sarnia and I go back to Toronto in February. And in February, I actually went with my dad and my sister. We went to London to see City in Color in concert, Dallas Green in concert. And I was really excited for it. And there was two openers for that show. The first opener for that show, I had never heard of her before. Her name is Ruby Waters. And let me guys tell you, I am not even joking around when I say this. Ruby Waters is the best live performer I have ever seen in my life. I'm not even kidding. Like, of course, I've seen Harry Styles, I've seen One Direction. Like, those are my top concerts ever. But the best live performer I have ever seen in my entire life was Ruby Waters. She was insane. Her vocals are insane. If you have not listened to Ruby Waters before, you need to get on your music application and listen. She is fantastic. And she only did like a 30-minute set probably before the second opener of that show. And I could have listened to her all night long. She was amazing. So, and Ruby Waters, I think she was in my top 10 for Spotify, not Spotify, what is wrong with me, for Apple Music Wrapped this year, because I fangirled over her so hard. She is so good. I literally, guys, if I don't stop myself from talking about Ruby Waters now, I'll talk about her for this entire episode. So, moral of February is Ruby Waters. Wow, she was amazing. And that was really everything that happened in February. I was still recovering from the leg, but I was able to start getting out and to do things, and it was really fun. So February, that was really all that happened. So if we move over to March, now I have talked about this a little bit before. So in March, I learned about the Ed Mirvish, like, you know, if you're in Toronto, you know the Ed Mirvish Theater, right? They do a bunch of shows there, right? So I have learned from TikTok about the Mirvish Lottery. So sometimes whatever show is playing, whenever a show is playing, they'll do a Mirvish lottery where basically they'll reserve the front row for lottery winners. And you can enter once a day and enter to win two. I think they were, I don't remember how much exactly they were, but they're discounted tickets for the front row. And you can enter to win a chance to purchase them. So it had been my first time entering for Sixth Musical, and I won tickets. Oh my God. So I remember getting the text. I was so excited because I had listened to Sixth Musical before when the Broadway recording came out in, I want to say 2016-ish. And it's a really fun musical. It's so fun. And I'm a musical girly, so I was really into it for a while. And so when I learned about the Mirvish Lottery, I was like, hey, since it's playing in Toronto, I have to enter to win it. So I won two tickets. So I immediately bought them. Me and Nick went together. So we went together to the box office to pick them up. And I was still in my boot because I was still kind of healing from my broken leg. Like it was pretty much healed by then, but it was still a little bit painful to walk on. So I would still wear my boot whenever I had to be out for a long time. So we went and saw Sixth the Musical front row. Oh my God, I had so much fun. The cast for the Toronto Sixth Musical, they were insane. And I've seen little clips here and there of other casts on TikTok. And don't get me wrong, like everybody who is a part of this show, wherever it's performing, they are fantastic. But the Toronto cast, I swear, was on another level. Their energy for this show was insane. And so and I've talked about this before, I know, but I'm going to talk about it again. If you know about Sixth Musical, if you've ever seen it before, I know a couple of people that I know have seen it. What they'll do during the song Get Down, which is one of Anna of Cleves' songs, first of all, Sixth Musical is a very interactive show. Like, since it's a concert style musical, all the queens on stage, they'll kind of mess around with like the front row and stuff and kind of interact with them a little bit. So during Get Down, what the girl will do is she'll pick somebody in the first or second row to get up and dance at the end of the song with them. And you already know that I was the girly they picked to do that. And I remember I had worn a pink shirt and a black leather jacket to the show because that was kind of the vibe. It was kind of like leathery spikes. And if you know the show, you know what I'm talking about. So I wore my little leather jacket and I'm dancing and like lip syncing along with the queens on stage the whole show. And so when the actress for Anna of Cleves, her name was Crystal Hernandez, she was amazing, by the way. She was like, my bestie in the leather jacket, get up and dance with me. And of course, when Anna of Cleves, Crystal Hernandez tells you to get up and dance, you get up and dance. So that's what I did. I got up and I danced. And it was so much fun. I literally had a blast. And once the show was over, it was so cold. It was in March. It was so cold outside. But Nick was like, come on, let's go to the stage door and let's see if they come out. So a couple of the cast members came out and I took a picture with Crystal Hernandez, who told me to get up during Get Down. And she's like, my bestie in the leather jacket. She was so much fun. So we took a little picture together. And overall, that was actually my first theater experience in Toronto. Like, I had seen The Lion King way back when I was in like grade 8 or something, but that was a really, really cool theater experience, which I don't do as often as I should, considering I am so much of a Broadway girly. But here we are. So that was the first thing that happened in March. Then, me and Nick, every year, there are two big events that we like to do together. There's Comic-Con and then there's Fan Expo. So usually in March, it's Comic-Con. So we went to the 2024 March Comic-Con in Toronto. And that is always so much fun to do together. We always like, so Nick is a huge Indiana Jones fan. So he has this whole cosplay of Indiana Jones that he wears to every convention that we go to. But I did convince him for one of the days we did Padme and Anakin from Star Wars. I did convince him to do that for me for one day. So we did that. And then for the outfits that I do every year, it kind of depends on what I'm into. So I did for Comic-Con. I'm going to have to pull it up on Instagram because I don't remember what I did. I know. And for Comic-Con, I did wear my boot for this as well from my broken leg. Just because if you have never been to a convention like that before, it's a lot of walking. And we always do all 3 days, like the whole weekend of Comic-Con. So I'm like, I better wear my boot because it's going to be a lot of walking. And I'm glad I did. So I know I did Padme for one of the days. I don't remember who else I did. Oh, I did like a girl, I did like an inspired Luke Skywalker outfit from the Book of Boba Fett. And I think the last day I did just like a normal outfit. And I got a picture with somebody in a Mandalorian outfit, and it was so much fun. And this was actually this. Okay, so this Comic-Con in particular was so crazy because, of course, me and Nick did the whole weekend together. And then on after the last day on the Sunday, Mitch Rowland was performing in Toronto that day as well. So I literally did a full weekend of Comic-Con. I did the full Sunday of Comic-Con, and then I went straight to the venue to meet my sister, and we saw Mitch Rowland perform. Oh my god, March was so crazy. I totally forgot that it kind of worked out that way. So we saw Mitch Rowland at the Phoenix Concert Theater or something like that. It was at Sherbourne, so it wasn't like the greatest area, but it was such an intimate, nice show. I got a signed poster from the merch booth. I got a shirt, and he was just fantastic. He was so good. And I remember for that show, because I had my boot and I had done so much walking that day, there was like this little accessible area where there was seats and stuff. And I tried to make it through the majority of the show without having to go sit down. But I did eventually give up and I went to sit, and it was so nice. And there was another girlie with a boot there, so we did some bonding. So that was crazy. Yeah, so we did that whole Comic-Con weekend, and then I went to see Mitch Rowland, and that was it for March. So it was Six Musical, Comic-Con, and Mitch Rowland for March. That was a packed month. That was really fun. Okay, April. April was kind of fun. And I will tell you why. There wasn't a whole lot event-wise that happened in April. But one thing that happened in April, if you know, you know. My mom and my stepdad went on vacation for the first time together. And they had been together for like 7 years. So that's pretty crazy that they went on their very first vacation together in April. And they went to Punta Cana. They had the absolute best time. And when they went, there was this super viral TikTok trend to that Elvis song. It was like jumping over the phone, like starting at home or like at the airport or something, and then they jump over the phone and then they land in their vacation spot. So I was seeing so many of those videos, and it was so funny because I was on FaceTime with my mom one day because I was in Toronto, she's in Sarnia. I was like, Mom, you have to film that TikTok trend and I'll edit it for you and like we'll post or whatever. And I showed her a couple of videos. She's like, yes, we have to do that. So I remember they filmed this super cute video starting from like home in Sarnia to the beach in Punta Cana. And they sent me all the clips and it was so cute. And I edited it together. And I don't even remember if I asked them if I could post it, but I posted it anyways. And it didn't do super well at first. Not that I expected it to. And then all of a sudden, like the next day, I think it had like 70,000 views or something. And I remember texting my mom on WhatsApp while she was in Punta Cana. I was like, oh my God, Mom, it has 70,000 views. She's like, what? That's crazy. And then I was convinced that it was going to stop there. And then it kept going and going and going and going. And you guys, that TikTok in April that I posted, just for funsies, it got 2 million views. I have done videos that have done pretty well on TikTok, but never have I surpassed the 1 million view mark. And of course, it's not even a video of me. It's a video of my mom. But if you guys haven't seen it, it is so cute. 2 million views. It has 270,000 likes, almost 1,000 comments. It has almost 7,000 shares. And literally to this day, I'll still get likes and like reposts on it every, like, it's only a few a day, but like it still gets attention even now. So April was the month that my parents went viral on TikTok. So yeah, you might have seen it. I guarantee you, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you probably saw it on your For You page. I wouldn't even be surprised. So my, okay, guys, my fangirl report, like my podcast TikTok, it's literally just like fangirl report podcast, I think. But my personal TikTok is called Gucci Nuggies. Leave me alone. I know it's stupid. So if you want to go check it out, it is there. And I almost got like 1,000 followers from it. It was crazy. So yeah, April was the month that my parents went viral. Hilarious. Nothing happened in May, I don't think. And it's so funny because the way that I've been collecting everything that I was going to talk about is I post a monthly dump on Instagram. And when I go through my May dump, there was like nothing that happened. I know I did like a cocktail night with some girly friends and stuff like that, but nothing super exciting. So we're going to jump over to June. Oh my God. June might have been the best month of the year. Of my life, actually. Let's scratch out of my life. Okay, you guys. This is going to get crazy. So June, I had taken vacation time in June because June was my concert month. I'm talking, I had 4 concerts within the span of, I want to say, 7 to 12 days. I had 4 concerts lined up. It was literally crazy. So in June, you guys, I can't even hardly talk about it. It makes me so emotional. So let me tell you about it. Okay. In June, Niall Horan was doing the show live on tour. Okay. It was a spur of the moment thing. Me and Bestie Kylie. Hi, Bestie Kylie. I was just texting you today. Hello. Me and Bestie Kylie, spur of the moment, drove to Buffalo to see his show there. I don't remember exactly what the date was, but it was sometime in June. I don't even know. So we went to Buffalo, the show live on tour. It was such a fun little road trip together. And me and Kylie were talking about it. She's like, wait a second. You haven't seen any of the other Niall tours, right? Like you didn't go to any concerts of his solo shows. I'm like, no, this is like my first solo Niall show ever. She's like, oh my God. So you haven't seen him since One Direction days. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. Because Kylie had been to, I think, his Flickr tour. And I think she was supposed to go to the Heartbreak Weather tour. But then because of COVID, it was canceled. Which freaking sucks. But so I'm like, oh my God, you're right. So it was crazy. We get in and we had really good seats. I think we were 9 rows from the stage. So we had an excellent view. And it was such a fun venue. And Niall came on. I literally dropped to the floor because it was my first time seeing him since 2014. So I was very excited. It was literally my first time seeing him in like 10 years. So I'm like, wow, this is insane, actually. And it was so fantastic. And I don't even remember what the set list was. I can't even be bothered to look right now. But it was me. Oh my God. It was such a fun day with me and Bestie Kylie. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this Buffalo venue. So the venue wasn't even in Buffalo. It was kind of outside on the outskirts of Buffalo in like country area. So it was the Darien Lake Amphitheater. And it was in, it was next to like a Six Flags. It was like the same area as a Six Flags. And let me tell you something, because it was in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, there was no, like, transit, there was no trains. The only way to get there was to Uber or drive. So, the capacity of this venue was 20,000 people, and all 20,000 people had to drive there. So, the parking, okay, when we got there, the parking was very organized. Like they had all kinds of people directing you where to go and like individually placing cars in spots. So it was very organized getting in. But getting out, oh girl, getting out, because they had all these workers putting cars in their spots, there was no workers getting cars out of their spots. So it was like just a free for all. It was insane. It took us, I think, 1.5 to 2 hours just to start moving out of our parking spot. It was insane. And we ended up driving on the grass to get out. It was crazy. But overall, amazing show. Then the next show within this 4 concert period was Mr. Ben Platt with my sister Abby at Massey Hall, Toronto. Oh my God. Now, this was my second time seeing Ben Platt with my sister. He is amazing. I really love his music. This was for his album Reverie. And no, it wasn't. I'm such a liar. The last show that we, like the first show we saw him was for his album Reverie. This one was for Honeymind, that's what it is, for his album Honeymind. And it was at Massey Hall. And the thing about Massey Hall, it's a very beautiful venue, but it's a very sit down venue. So all of these people are sitting down, and then there's me and my sister absolutely hammering out dance moves to the really upbeat songs. And there was a moment, because literally I think we were 9 rows from the stage, and it's like everybody's sitting, and then all of a sudden you see me and my sister just giving it. And Ben Platt actually saw us during one of the songs, and he's like, eh, and he like pointed to us, and my sister actually died. So it was such a good show. And it was so funny because there were actually a couple of people that came up to us afterwards. Like these girls in the balcony were like, we saw you from the balcony dancing and you guys made our night. You were so great. I'm like, stop it. Thank you. So it was really good. That was an amazing show. And then the next two shows were Niall Horan again, but the Toronto shows. Yes, I went to both. Please don't come for me. Don't come for me. I went to both Toronto shows. Just please. I just can't even right now. So the night one for Toronto, Niall Horan, the show live on tour, we were in section E, I think. So we were on the floor. It wasn't super close, but I had the absolute best time. It was so much fun. He sang Dear Patience that night, and bestie Kylie was right along the catwalk, and Niall Horan read her sign. You heard that right, ladies and gentlemen. Niall Horan read her sign. I literally, when I heard him reading it from my, I was screaming. I was like, you're joking. This is insane. So I think her sign said something about, because she listened to Science like 800 times. When in 2023 or something like that, and he's like, oh, and I didn't play it tonight, so sorry about that. But he literally read it and I was screaming. So he sang Dear Patience that night. It was insane. Such a good show. I saw my cousin Haley at that show. Shout out to you, cousin Haley. It was amazing. And then you guys are not gonna believe this, so at night two I was with Nick for that one. And I literally can't talk about it. We were front row for that show. I'm just going to say it. We were front row for that show because it was like a month before the show, and Ticketmaster randomly dropped like almost all of the front row seats for that show. And I don't know if Nick was looking and then called me and said, get on Ticketmaster immediately. And so we bought tickets at the middle, right at the end of the catwalk. So we were at the front of the catwalk. I can't even believe that happened. I can't even believe that. Hello, first of all, hello. Hello. So me and Nick were front row for Niall Horan Night 2 Toronto. It was the most surreal experience of my entire life. He looked at me. Yes, he looked at me, you guys. It is still my my iPhone lock screen wallpaper. It is still that set as that. And he sang, what was it? Put a Little Love on Me that he sang? I think so. I think it was that song, but it was like a song that he hadn't sang at all for that tour yet. And it was so special. He sang my very favorite song from the new album, You Could Start a Cult. He sang it right in front of me. You guys, if I talk about it too much, I'm gonna start crying. I'm not even joking. Okay, I have to move on. So June was insane. It was 3 Niall shows and Ben Platt. So I don't think anything crazy happened in July. Hold on. Let me go to my Instagram dump for July. Okay, July, we went to the Lavender Farm with my girlies. That was so much fun. That was super cute and fun. We went to Toronto Island that month. Me and Nick went to Canada's Wonderland that month. What a cute little month. And then August, I think it was bestie Kylie again. She was like, hey, I have a Lizzie McAlpine ticket that bestie Leah is going to, but I can't go. Do you want my ticket? I said, yes, I do. Now, the thing is, I hadn't actually listened to Lizzie McAlpine hardly ever. Like, I only knew Ceilings. But I'm like, hey, it's a chance to go to, like, what's it called? What's that word called? When you do something and it's like spontaneous. Sorry, guys. Spontaneous. I'm like, I'm not going to pass down the opportunity to do like a spontaneous concert. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'll take the ticket and we'll go. So me and Bestie Leah went, and it was such a fun show. It was at Budweiser Stage, and it was just so chill and so nice. And she is such a great performer. So that was so much fun. And then August, we did Fan Expo. Me and Nick did Fan Expo. And let me have a little look-see for what we dressed up as. I think Nick did... No. He didn't do Indiana Jones the whole weekend. We did a Jurassic Park outfit. So we did Jurassic Park outfits because Wayne Knight was supposed to be there and we were going to meet him, but then he canceled on us. Oh, okay. So day one of Fan Expo this year, we did Marianne and Indiana Jones for day one. And then we did the Jurassic Park outfits. And then I did something else. Why don't I remember what I did? Anyways, it literally doesn't matter. So we did Jurassic Park, we did Indiana Jones, and I did a comfy Mandalorian outfit. And it was so much fun. I always love doing Fan Expo. It is really a lot of fun, and there's always a lot of celebrities to see. So I know there was a Mandalorian panel that I was very excited about. There was an Agatha All Along panel. And I'm so sad because I wish I was able to watch Agatha All Along before that panel, because I didn't appreciate it enough. Because Agatha All Along, like the first season, was amazing. It was literally the best Marvel show I've ever seen, which is saying a lot because I really love Loki. So there was an Agatha All Along panel. There was a Mandalorian panel with Emily Swallow. I know Josh Gad did a panel. That was really fun. There was a High School Musical panel. And I got to ask a question to Lucas Gabriel and Corbin Blue. That was so fun. So yeah, August was Lizzie McElwain and Fan Expo. So much fun. I had a blast with that. And then in September, Nick's dad did the honor of taking the three of us to Universal Studios Orlando. It was so much fun. Because I hadn't been, the only time I went to Orlando Universal Studios was for like half a day in 2016 or something. So we got to do, I think it was 4 days, and we got to really go in depth and do it. And we got to do Halloween Horror Nights, which was fun. So it was 4 days of Universal Studios, and we did Harry Potter things. We did Jurassic Park things. It was so much fun. And I'm so grateful that we got to do that. I had a blast. So September was Universal Studios. And then I think it was the day after we got back from that trip, me and Nick went to see Electric Light Orchestra, ELO. That was a really fun show too. They have a lot of songs that I like. So obviously they did Mr. Blue Sky. And then they also did Sweet Talkin' Woman. I really love that song. So September was Universal Studios Orlando and ELO. October... Nothing, there was no concerts or anything in October, but with my friend group with Jennifer, shout out to you, Jennifer, one of our favorite things of the year is our Halloween party. Oh, I look forward to that party every year. It is so much fun. So me and Jennifer, we go all out for Halloween. We absolutely love it. And so we always host it in Nick's parents' basement because there's lots of room. And literally, we just keep decorations up 24/7 all year round now, just to keep it up for that party. And everybody dresses up and we drink alcohol and we did presentation night. It was so much fun. I always look for it. She made this giant, what is it, a Kahoot about everybody in the group. It was so much fun. I always look forward to this party. And this year, I dressed up as Chapel Roan. So I literally gathered a bunch of things from like Spirit Halloween. I thrifted some things. And I basically made like... The art girlies are gonna know that this I made like my own chapel sona. Like, you know how you make like a persona or something for like a certain thing? I made like my own chapel sona. It was so much fun. And that is really all that happened in October. And then in November, it was my birthday. It was my 24th birthday. Hello. I don't want to turn 25, so I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm just gonna skip that, actually. So November was my birthday on the 6th. And then me and my coworker and my friend, we went to see Mark Amber at, what is the venue? I never remember what it's called. Danforth, I think. It was a Danforth theater, I think. And if you don't know Mark Amber, yes, you do. Because he released a song and it went super viral on TikTok. And it was like the song of the summer, and it was "You and Me Belong Together Like Cold Iced Tea and Warm Weather." So he did that song. It went viral on TikTok, and the rest of his like old stuff and new stuff is so good. Like his new album Rockwood is so good, and all of his old stuff was amazing. And so what Mark Amber does at his shows, because he's an angel and he loves connecting with his audience, so sweet. So what he'll do is, like, he has a stage, obviously, and then there's a song in the show that he comes out into the middle of the crowd, and he'll stand on a stool with his guitar and no microphone and just sings with the audience in the middle of the crowd. And so we get in, I get in with my friend and my coworker, and we find a spot, and I look over to my left and I see a taped off square on the floor, and I said, "No way." I'm not even kidding. We were literally standing right next to it. I said, "Look." I said, "Julie, look. I think that is the box where he's going to be." And it was. So we were literally right next to Mark Amber. I got some really fun photos and videos from that show. It was so good. I had so much fun at that show. So November was birthday and Mark Amber. And then here we are in December. So obviously we had Christmas, came home for the holidays. And then something that I've already talked about is... I'm so sorry. I just chugged a whole bunch of water a minute ago. I'm so sorry. So as I have mentioned in a previous episode, we did the One Direction This Is Us movie private screening with some girlies. So that was definitely the highlight of December. And other than that, I don't think there was any other shows. I don't think so. And then we were supposed to have our Secret Santa with my one friend group with Jennifer, but that we're actually going to do that on January 3rd. So we do have a date now. We do have an official reschedule date, so you can look forward to whatever shenanigans happen then. So that'll be next week. And then we had the One Direction movie screening, and it was so much fun. And that concludes my year. So I know I said it was a year in review, and I haven't actually really reviewed anything. So let's review the year. I would give 2024, I would give it an 8 out of 10. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it started with a broken leg. So we could have had a better start to the year. We could have. So I'm going to take 2 points off of it for the broken leg. Other than that, I had a really fun year. I got to do so many fun things with friends and family and things like that. Lots of concerts. I didn't go to as many concerts as I did in 2023, but that's okay, because there is going to be many more things to look forward to. And this was a great year because I got to start this podcast. Hello. So that was really fun. So I would give it an 8 out of 10 year, hoping to make 2025 a 10 out of 10 year. I think it will be. We're going to go into 2025 together as little fangirl friends. Hold on. Oh no, I have another burp coming. Ew, I'm so sorry. I could just like not do it into the microphone, but here I am. Anyways, ew. So an 8 out of 10 2024, that's not so bad. And I would love to say to everybody that I spent 2024 with, thank you so much for making my year so wonderful. And I'm so happy I got to spend it with everybody, and I had so much fun, and I can't wait to go into 2025 with all of those same wonderful people. So to all of you listening, I love you. I love you, everybody. And thank you all for your support for this podcast. It means the absolute world to me. And I'm so happy to be just having fun with this and having my friends listen to it and text me about it. So thank you so much. And if you are listening to this, go ahead and rate this podcast 5 stars, would ya? I would really appreciate that. Go ahead and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever application you use to listen to your podcast. I would really appreciate a nice little rating. And I hope you guys had an amazing 2024. I wish you all a very, very, very happy new year and a very, very, very happy holidays. I hope you guys are ending your years well. I hope you have a great time celebrating on New Year's Eve. Be safe. And I look forward to chatting with y'all next year. Just kidding. Wow, that was lame. And I so look forward to chatting and fangirling with you guys next year in 2025. Oh my gosh. All right, guys. I will chat with y'all next week. I love ya. Bye-bye.